When Lehman Brothers filed for bankruptcy exactly 1 year ago, most of the company's 25,000 employees lost their jobs. 29-year-old Lauren Carson worked at Lehman's headquarters on 49th Street and 7th Avenue for 6 years.
I started there as a mortgage analyst, and near the peak of the mortgage financing boom, I moved over to interest rate derivative sales.
Avi Yashin is also 29. He was a loan manager.
At Lehman all day, I sat at a computer and I traded credit default swaps, a lot of spreadsheets, a lot of numbers. I really, really enjoyed it. I had a great time.
Now Carson and Yashin work together at a green energy startup Yashin founded, Clean Edison. Both say they didn't believe Lehman could ever fail. But then in the final days, Yashin says, work became very, very weird.
You felt like Brad Pitt on the red carpet. There were all these camera crews and flashbulbs going off, walking into work. It was surreal. But then once you got into work, it was kind of like, what could we do to help? Is there anything we could do? Everyone was really offering, you know. It was almost futile at that point. Monday, 2 o'clock in the morning, a lot of us cleaned out our desks. We thought that if we declared bankruptcy, the trustee could come in and own the building. We weren't even sure if our key card would work. And there was actually a picture of, like, my manager in the Wall Street Journal carrying his stuff out of Lehman. You know, and he had one of those boxes.
My experience was a little bit different because I was actually a part of the last round of layoffs the Tuesday before the bankruptcy. I was excited to have a period of severance where I could go and I wanted to start my own business. And unfortunately, when the bankruptcy happened, everybody lost their severance, which was something that I had not anticipated. I am now a creditor. After Lehman went under, I'll say that I panicked a little bit, and I actually went back into finance. I went into J.P. Morgan for 3 months. You know, once I got there, I kind of realized that I want to go back to what I really wanted to do. And so I left there, and Avi and I stayed in touch, and I went to join him at Clean Edison.
I actually started this business in my apartment, Clean Edison. It's 20 people right now, and now we're actually the largest green education provider in the country.
I'm probably working harder than I've ever worked before. Hopefully my ex-boss isn't listening to this. But I think there's something about knowing that in a small company that if you're not doing your job, there's nobody else to pick up the pieces the way there is in a big organization. It kind of lights a fire under you.
That's Lauren Carson. We also heard from Avi Yashin. Both are former Lehman Brothers employees. 1 year after the company collapsed, they're working at a green energy startup called Clean Edison.